Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, you're all very welcome back. So originally from Navan, she is. Her name is Claire Birmingham. It's a real name, Claire, by the way. It's not a stage name or star name.
It is a real name. You were
blessed.
With an E instead of an I.
Birmingham, okay. She's from Navan, it says. Actor, writer, producer, now based in Los Angeles, where her award-winning short movie, which you can see on the RTE player, and I've seen it, it's very good, it's going to be premiered at the prestigious Beverly Hills International Film Festival in May. And she is here in studio. Welcome home. This is...
Thank you so much.
Nice
Thanks
to be
so
home.
Much for having me. Very happy to be here.
You're very welcome. Thank you. You're doing us a favour by here. Are family still in Navan, and have you been up there since you've come back and all of that?
Family's in Navan, yeah. So Mam is originally from Wexford, Dad from Wicklow, but yes, I had the pleasure of being born and raised in Navan. So been in visiting with them and enjoying some time at home. Busy though. I'm heading off again on Saturday.
Yeah, you're traveling the world with this work. So you're stopping over here.
Yes, here and then getting ready to head to LA. I mean, we originally screened Red Lake at the Galway Film Festival, and
Very
then
good.
it's done really well here. I'm proud to say it's done Belfast, Foyle, Fastnet, the Richard Harris, and so we screened on St. Patrick's Day. As part of the Los Angeles Irish Film Festival.
Lovely, yes.
So I wasn't able to get over there for that, but I am so happy to have it screen as part of the Beverly Hills one now. And so it's really nice. Obviously, it's an Irish story. Mm-hmm. It's in the Irish, partly in the Irish language.
Lovely touch, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's obviously something people wouldn't have been brave enough to do up until the recent years.
Yeah, and definitely, I mean, our director, Sean Dunn, you know, he was encouraging of us bringing the Irish into it. And because it is set in Lough Derg, in this stark, epic environment, the language, it's a real point of contention almost in it, because it kind of keeps the characters separate from each other and creates
right,
boundaries.
Yeah. It's a kind of a dark, brooding production, this, isn't it, Red Lake?
It is a bit, yeah.
But there's folklore in there too. There's a bit of mad Irish folklore.
A bit of mad Irish folklore is right. It centres around, but the story is two estranged half-sisters, and they return to Lough Derg to spread the ashes of their father. And Maddie, the character that I play, she was abandoned by her father at a young age on the island. So she's reluctant to play the host to her sister.
Yeah.
And Jess, the other sister, is keen to kind of build that sibling relationship. So once she comes to the island, she learns about this local legend, the Coronach. So it's a serpent monster. And the island folk are getting ready. They have this annual feast, and to satiate the Coronach, they sacrifice animals on burning rafts. And so all of this is going down, and Jess becomes embroiled in it. And as the night unravels, you wonder if the legend is real or resentment.
And that happens
monster.
In a short film.
All of that happens in the short film, yeah.
And that's on the RTE player. Now people can go on and watch it there.
Yes, it is on RTE.
Brood Away. But lovely performances. Well done. You must be very proud of that.
Thank you. Yes, we are very proud of it, and so happy that it's getting the exposure and the global audience. So it's really nice. It's nice to see Irish film being so celebrated everywhere.
Yeah,
and
but I think it's because the standard has gone up so much in the last few years.
I think
it?
So. Yeah. We're a good little nation for that.
We used to kind of go, well, that movie looks like an Irish film.
Right.
Whereas now you can no longer tell. The production standards, I think, I don't know if that's fair to say, you're in the world.
I think so, absolutely. And at the same time, Ireland is such a beautiful landscape, and there's so much rich history and mythology. So I think with our production, it's a bit of a mix of Irish mythology meets maybe American Horror Story, or that's the goal at least. We do want to develop this into a returnable series.
Yeah.
So I think... Even having it, I'm excited to see the reception from the American audiences next week, and kind of have those conversations about what's possible.
It reminds me a bit of the Watchers. Well, the the novel was called The Watchers, has been turned into a film from the Shyamalan, obviously, family of horror directors.
Yeah.
And it's shot in the west of Ireland.
That's right.
Thereabouts, it's coming out this year as well. And it has that sort of, something's not right here.
Yeah.
But in a very Irish, kind of, you know, very Irish scary story.
Right, yeah.
So tell us what you're up to. You obviously, you're in Navan, and we were talking to a farmer this morning, and I gather your parents are all, they all came from farming backgrounds, as you mentioned.
Yes, the good old farming background, so
that feature in your childhood?
It did a bit, On my mum's side, my granny, they would have been sheep farmers and mixed crop farmers. But yeah, I do remember my granny gave my brother and I our own lamb.
Your own lamb? Really?
To feed with the baby bottle and everything. Yeah. So I just hope we didn't eat it later.
I think you were being taught a lesson at the time, Claire. That's the only reason that granny would give.
Yeah, we took good care of it at the time anyway. So,
but they're delicious. Well, come here. Were you dreaming away on the farms? I know you're visiting your grandparents. Obviously, you're in Navan, dreaming away of the bright lights of Hollywood.
Yes. Well, I mean, I suppose I always knew I wanted to get into acting and performing. I was always a bit of a performer, but the plan to move to LA didn't really happen until I was studying drama at Trinity, and then. Yeah. I won a scholarship in my third year to go to University of California.
Oh, right. So from Trinity, you got... Okay.
Yeah. And I'd never been to America before. I kind of had thought maybe I'd go the London route or, you know...
Many do, yeah.
But once that happened, it was my first time in America. I was exposed to the industry there and I just fell in love with it. Also, I was in California, so the sun was shining. The beach was there. So I knew that this... it would, you know, it's a challenging industry anyway. So I thought, may as well struggle in the sunshine.
Challenging is one way of putting it. I mean, it's the impossible industry in many ways, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, and then even, you know, I had to come back to Ireland to finish my degree.
Yeah.
And then even just the process of figuring out how can you actually go to America legally with the visa and everything to start the career. You know, for Americans, if they want to, they can just pack up their car and drive to Hollywood. But if you are from anywhere else in the world, you have to
have your place to go to America.
Yeah, they have a lovely title on that visa as well. The Alien of Extraordinary Ability.
Is that right? Is that what they call it? Yeah. Well, that's the actor's visa.
Yeah, for actors. And it's also for athletes and scientists.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Aliens of Extraordinary Ability. It's a good name for a film, actually.
Yeah, it's a good one to say over a cocktail.
Yeah. And come here, you went out there and you obviously to come back to college. Were you thinking... This is an impossible town to make it. Who can make it here?
When I came back to college, I said, "Oh, I'm going there. That's the plan." And so I was determined. I was decided. I was going to get that visa. It wasn't until I think I actually arrived in Hollywood that I thought, "Oh, this is a lot." Because I was quite sheltered. Obviously, even too, when I was studying, I was in the university program and I wasn't going out auditioning and doing the grinds. But then when I moved there, after I finished my degree, I was so excited to move. I didn't even walk in my graduation. As soon as the graduation ceremony, my dad was laughing at me. He's like, "Geez, Claire, you were ready to go." But then, when I hit the ground there, I'd say I had to grow up faster my first year in LA than probably seven before. It is a tough town. I mean, it's amazing when everything is great, but it's huge. I mean, LA. Is the population, I think, of Ireland itself.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
It is crazy.
Some of us will know from going on holidays there, and it's a strange place because I think this is a weird thing to say, but it doesn't seem to have any footpaths. Nobody walks anywhere. And if you don't get on a bus because that's a sign of absolute poverty.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to drive everywhere. And consequently, they tend to have a different view on drink driving than we do.
Yeah.
It's a crazy town.
It is crazy. And you see that in the movies and everything too. Yeah. You know, they have a couple of drinks and then they drive off.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I actually, I mean, my dad had given me some driving lessons before I left. But essentially, you know, I learned my driving chops in LA, which was frightening.
So you totally just have to become independent instantly,
like,
don't you?
Here we go.
You go to LA.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful. You've got blue skies and everything. How inaccessible is, or accessible is the Hollywood with the capital H?
The industry. I think, I would describe it as a cross between a Jenga pile and a Monopoly board. You know, wow. It's because there are many things that you can do and steps that you can take to approach it. But it's not like, you know, a career in the entertainment industry doesn't have, you know, you can get your degree and everything, but it doesn't guarantee anything. So,
of course, yeah.
And what works for one person isn't going to work for another. So I think you have to have a really strong sense of self.
Right.
And I definitely learned my street smarts in LA too, because you can have all the drama classes in the world, but you need to know how to deal with people. And
what are the street smarts? Is that the confidence thing that you
confidence and, you know, I suppose just the networking part of it. That definitely
yes.
is a thing, you know, meeting people, surrounding yourself with the right people. And everyone's an actor, of course, so you have to to be aware of all of the professional pretenders.
So you have to go to events and things, do you, to
definitely.
Swan about?
Yeah, and there's so many different ways. I mean, you know, getting an agent, getting a manager, getting in the guild, and then, yeah, going to networking events. And also, I thought I was great, you know, it's like, oh, I don't need to take any... I have a degree from Trinity, and then I got there and it was said, you know, you're not acting that right for camera.
We don't care.
Be upset, but make it look nice, you know.
Nice, wow.
So all, you know, all these different classes, multicam, single cam, soap opera, procedural, and all of these things that I would have had no experience with. But actually those studios, I think, acting studios, the reputable ones, again, there's plenty of people that'll be happy to take your money. They're great sources of community. So I think, you know,
This is training wise, so you pay.
Yeah, okay. Well, no, and in LA, you know, I think once you're there, for any young actor that's going out there, anyone, you know, like me, who's getting started, it's a great place to connect with other people and make friends. And then people are... you know, now creating a lot of their own materials. So it's a great way to collaborate and kind of make sure you're moving in the right circles. Yeah.
You were undaunted by this, obviously, because I can see from your CV, sorry, your resume,
that
you have oodles of credits, particularly loads of theatre in America, which I would thought would be very difficult to get into as well. And we will see you in Harry Wilde, which is made here, obviously, but it's all coming from Hollywood. But I'll come back to your stuff in a moment, but you've done this very interesting thing where you've set up thinking about people like you who are going out for the first time. What is that business? It's called
Access America. Yeah. So actually, when I got my green card after 3 years of being in the States, and that was a big achievement. You know, it came through my work that I'd done there, and so it was my dad's idea. Actually, he said, "You know, Claire, you should set up a seminar or a consultation, or you should tell people how you did it, because I met so much, you know, kind of backlash or negativity about it even being possible to get the visa. Because even if you do go on the USCIS website, it will give examples of evidence that you need, and the examples are Academy Award or BAFTA. And kind of thing, well, I don't have one of those.
Don't have one yet. Okay.
Yet. Yeah. So basically, it's a seminar, and I present it here at the different universities and conservatoires, and also around the world and privately, and basically just demystifying the process of what is necessary.
So important. Such a great idea.
Yeah, and it's been really great, and it kind of brings things full circle, and just to kind of encourage people that it is possible, and especially if they don't, you know, people can have a dream but they don't know how to attack it, maybe.
Of course, yeah.
So
it's, or where to begin.
Yeah.
So you're helping with visas and things. That's the O-1 entertainment visa, which of course you mentioned. Finding an immigration lawyer, that's the thing you have to do.
Well, yeah, and that was probably one of the biggest challenges. I think when I came back from that year in California, I probably spent more time trying to find a good lawyer than working on my thesis, because, you know, they have to be American and...
Jeepers.
And how do you know? You know, so I did a lot of research, and the law firm that I work with Access America, are the same people that got me my visa, my green card, and now I'm a dual citizen. So I'm only speaking from first experience. So I feel confident.
Are you offering a kind of a package to people, a sort of a do-all package, or how does it work?
Depending what people need, you know, whether it's just information about the process or whether it is linking them with the legal team or whether, and then also it can go further. And
yeah, I like the further bit because you're, so I'm now, let's assume I'm 22 years of age coming over, because I presume it's a shallow place where age matters.
It is, yes.
Or at least have to look like a bin bag full of fists or whatever, ripped in that way. Establishing yourself among the industry in Hollywood, there's the agent managers and stuff like that. You can do that for people.
Yes, and so I think that was a lot of the stuff that I kind of found out through trial and error on my own, what studios to maybe take part in, what they have different showcases, or when should you join the union, or how do you approach getting an actor or manager.
Amazing.
And, you know, even what kind of places you should be hanging out, you know, those just, and
so
and,
important,
yeah, and yeah. Just life stuff, the gym, or you know, the taxes, or whatever.
This feels
it
like
might be.
It could only come from an Irish businesswoman. You know, like I feel like LA is like door slamming, but Irish person going, "Come on in."
Yeah,
it is a business, of course.
Well, yes, it is. But I think if I've certainly been through the mill of it, so may as well share the knowledge and help people maybe like skip a few. Were talking about the bus earlier. I remember going the first month in LA, kind of finding agencies by postcode, thinking if the numbers were close, they'd be close together, and then hopping on the bus with my CV, my resume, as you said, and going in, they were not close together. Going in and handing my CV at the door.
And you can't walk around.
No. But it does all come full circle. My agent now is currently in one of those big buildings that I was trying to be like, meet Mr. So-and-so? Yeah.
It's great at Access America. So is it an expensive thing to set up and get done?
Because no, not really at all, actually. I think I just started really simple.
No, I mean that your business, Access America.
Yeah.
Obviously people pay you to get the access, to skip the steps.
Yeah, I mean, it depends whether it's, you know, I'll come in sometimes to the universities or the schools and just speak to the group. And then if anybody wants to engage in like a private consultation, then we can go from there. Or
so the pricing packages are tailored, are they?
Yeah, they're tailored. But I would say
I thought in the American business you would have the price ready to go. How cold they are. This is the money. Show me the money now.
I'm open.
Okay, so you're open to the discussion about it.
Yes,
it's a good idea.
Exactly.
And is this relatively new? Have you set people up?
I have set people up with their visas, and it's great to see. I set it up. I did have to put a pin in it during pandemic because there was no accessing anything.
Of course, yes, so, that's understandable. Yeah.
So in the last,
they were very strict in California, weren't they?
Similar to us. Yeah. So, but yeah, in the last couple of years, it's been nice to have it up and running again. Yeah.
They're up and running and getting access
to this
inaccessible place. So tell us, we know Red Lake, that's going to be in May. That's going to be an exciting time. And that's going to be, festival is in...
It's next week. I'm flying to LA on Saturday. And we're beginning to shoot my new film on Sunday. And then...
And where are you shooting that?
In LA.
In LA?
It's mainly set in Bali, New Moons, that one's called. But the opening... the introduction of the film starts in LA, so we said we'd get that in the can while I'm there.
But you will have to go to Bali as well?
We will have to go to Bali.
Oh, what a difficult.
Unfortunately.
Difficult life.
I may have written it there on purpose.
I hope people don't hate it. au contraire, because someone says, so such a gorgeous woman, how did she keep her lovely normal accent? No Trinity accent or awful pretend American accent either. Can't wait to watch A Red Lake, says Moira. You can indeed.
Thanks, Moira.
On the RT player, whatever Trinity accent is.
Couldn't lose the accent. Oh no, again, my dad would have killed me every time coming home.
You have a brilliant international Irish accent, I would call it.
Thanks. Yeah, that's a nice phrase.
That's helped you in around the place. I'm sure you use your accent. Is your movie New Moons using an Irish accent?
Using the Irish accent, yeah.
Brilliant.
Absolutely. I find that, I mean, the Irish are loved, so... I've had roles in America though where they have changed it, you know. I've gone in maybe if the character's American, but then they said, oh, we love your Irish accent. So
and they kept, they swung it back to the accent.
Yeah, and they said, if you want to throw in any phrases, Irishisms.
Brilliant. Yeah. That's fantastic to hear that.
It unlocks
places. Listen, say with us where you are at the moment, because we have to take a quick break. We'll be back very shortly. We're still having fun here with Claire Birmingham. Claire, Red Lake, by the way, that the premiere, I meant to underline the fact that's happening in, it's very serious Hollywood. It's in the, Chinese
theatre? Serious Hollywood, yeah, in the Chinese theatre. So that is very exciting. So that's classic.
Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh,
but you're quite nonchalant about it. When will we get to see New Moon? You're obviously in production for that.
Yes. Yeah, so as I said, we shoot the LA segment this weekend.
You must love flying then. So
I actually do get a bit nervous.
Do you get a bit nervous?
Yes, but I focus on the goal. But yeah, so we'll start that LA segment, and then the production in Bali, we still need a little
sometime
bit
next year, is the
yeah,
movie.
Sometime next year.
And Access Hollywood, people who want to make and break America, Access America, it was called. The best way to get in touch?
AccessAmericaOfficial.com.
AccessAmericaOfficial.com.
Yes.
And we'll have a chat with Claire Birmingham. Thank you so much for coming into us, and best
Thank
of luck
you
with
so
everything.
Much for
Please
having
chat
me.
To us when you're winning all the awards and everything, okay?
I'll make sure.
And making stars. That's all we've time for. Claire Byrne is next. We'll chat again tomorrow. Have a lovely Wednesday, everyone. Salam.